This week's parsha, Parshas Kisisa, we find Va'asisa Kir Nechayshas, the mitzvah to place a kir, a wash basin, in the Beis HaMikdash. And the purpose was L'rachsa. When one came into Beis HaMikdash, they would rinse themselves. The Torah Mor explains that a person has to wash himself off of all ruchnistika impurities. And therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam made the mitzvah of the kiyur as we enter the Beis HaMikdash as a simon that if one is being mekadosh himself, if one is sanctifying himself, then, of course, you rinse yourself off the physical, you wash yourself off with water, but also beruchnius, in order to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Beis HaMikdash, one had to also rinse themselves off, which includes not only, again, physically, but also any foreign ideologies that are metamis somebody, that cause problem, a lack of proper belief, emunah bitachon, a lack in belief in Torah mitzvahs, chas v'shalom, or even a little bit of a lack of this, needed to be rinsed off. And that's why, Torah Mor explains, the kir was made with mirrors, because mirrors are something you're able to see yourself. In order to be matire yourself, a person has to look carefully at themselves and see what their shortcomings are, where they require chizik, where they can get better. And therefore, that's what the kir was. It had the mirrors, look at yourself, see what my issue is, where I could grow, where I could get better. And then, with the water, one was matire himself, rinsed himself off from both the physical and the spiritual, Gashmis and Ruchnistika impurities. We find later in the parasha a pasuk tells us that the Luchais, Moshe Rabbeinu, comes down and, of course, sees that the Klal Yisrael was worshipping the Egel. Most of Klal Yisrael were worshipping the Egel. So here is a follow up, perhaps, of the Kir, where the Inyan of where we could be Matar ourselves. And we find, first of all, there's a side note. The pasuk says, "Valuchais ma'aselikim heima v'amichta michta v'alikim hu charos aluchais." It gives a beautiful description of the luchais. Why did it wait till here to go ahead and describe the luchais? We already had the luchais from before. And the answer is, when you lose something, that's the time you focus on it. When you have the ability to have something, you only appreciate it when you're about to lose it, or when after you lose it, you remember it, you miss it, you appreciate it. Anyway, following the description of Luchais, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he sees this terrible thing. He comes down and he sees the eagle, the dancing. Moshe becomes very angry. He sends the Luchais from his hands and he smashed them underneath the mountain. So the Zipurna writes, "Avayar se egel mechaylos v'ichar af Moshe, kishera shahayu smeichim bekilkol shasu." Right, the Zipurna is coming to answer a rhetorical question. And that is, Moshe Rabbeinu already heard about the egel earlier. Right, why only here? Why at this point is the point that he smashes the luchais? So Zakta Zipurna, when he saw shahayu smeichim bekilkol shasu, when he saw that they were happy with this thing that they had done, right? And he says that was terrible. That was too much. That had crossed the line, and therefore v'noyish, he quotes a pasuk, and then he says v'noyish, Moshe Rabbeinu gave up sheyuchal liskoin hamu'uvus. He gave up on the fact that they could rectify this this mistake. In other words, they couldn't be chayzer at this point, betshuva, to go ahead and now deserve the luchais. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu gave up on them. He gave up. He said, "There's no return here at this point. There's nothing that they could do anymore, or that they will do anymore, that will bring them back to be chayzer on this nekuda that they should deserve the luchais." And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu smash the luchais. So what's going on? What exactly is taking place? What does this Purim mean? The answer is, is that what the Sipurna saw, excuse me, what Moshe Rabbeinu saw when he saw them dancing, he said that crossed the line. You see, had they just worshipped the Egel, people make mistakes. They made a mistake. They thought Moshe Rabbeinu died. They, you know, it was a mistake. It was an honest mistake. And now they're going to move on. They're going to be chayzim b'tshuva. But when Moshe Rabbeinu saw them dancing, dancing is a whole other madriga. That's not a mistake. That means I really believe in it. When I'm excited about something, when a person gets excited and worked up and the mamash dancing over it, that means they're really into it. It's something they put their whole kaychas in, they're into. It's not superficial at that point. So as long as the chait of the eagle was possibly superficial, he was told about the chait, and now he's going to come down, maybe it's superficial, maybe, yeah, they did it, they made a mistake, and so on. But when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the b'chaylis, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the dancing, you only dance something if you're really into it, if you're excited about it, if you're passionate about it. Oh, you're passionate about this terrible atrocity of worshiping the Luchais, and you're even into it. It's something that you put your full kaychas in, you're ready to dance over it. And immediately, Ve'ichaf Moshe, Ve'yashlech Miyodov, as a Luchais. Moshe Rabbeinu became angry, and he sent Luchais from his hand and smashed them, because there was no option, there was no Breira at this point, because they were really, really into it. And that's always the danger. So that's something that we can look at ourselves, and as the Kiyar teaches us, look at the mirrors and look at ourselves and ask ourselves, what do we prioritize? What do we get excited about? Are we excited Purim's coming? Are we excited Pesach is coming? Yom Tovim, a certain opportunity to do a mitzvah. This is what should excite us. If we're looking at other things, then sometimes we need a break, we need a getaway or some sort of outlet. So that's fine, right? But when a person takes, or we make mistakes, right? We thought this is okay, not okay. When a person not only makes a mistake, but they glorify the mistake. And they sometimes you could take something wrong and make it even into a mitzvah, chas shalom, and it has the appearance of a mitzvah. That's already too much. That's already too much. So the aside here is that in becoming better, right, looking in the kiyur, in the mirrors of the kiyur, and looking at ourselves and wanting to cleanse ourselves, we have to ask ourselves this question. What do we prioritize? What excites us? What is something that, you know, has meaning, has value to it? If it's Torah mitzvahs, then that's a good thing. We should get excited over it. Toivim and so on. If it's other things that are excite us, certainly if they're wrong things that excite us, like the mechaylis, then we run into a problem. I was thinking that, you know, the week of Kisisa is usually, in a regular year, is Purim, almost always. You know, Tetzav is almost always Shabbat Zohar, which means Purim falls on the week of Kisisa. The only exception to that is sometimes Shushan Purim could be Tetzav, so Purim is the week of Tetzav. But even then, on Shushan Purim, by Mincha, we lay in Takat Parshas Kisisa at the beginning, till Mincha. In a Shana, in an Ibriyar, it comes on Purim Katan, falls out the week of Kisisa. So I was thinking, perhaps that's the offset. Purim is a Yontif, where we Takat get worked up, we get excited, now we've passed Purim Katan, and the Ramah Paskins person should be Marbik Tzas Besuda, which should be a bump up of Simcha. But the other thing is it's a month before the real Purim. So it's something we want to look forward to. We want to look forward to that. And the mechaylis, the dancing of the ego, has transferred over to the dancing of Purim. Right? As we look at the mistake of the ego and the excitement, and we say, no, that's not going to excite us. Purim and other Yom Tovim and Shabbos and Mitzvahs and Torah, that's what really is excites us. It's interesting, the other day that we have the big dance is, of course, Simchas Torah. And what do we learn on Simchas Torah? We have Lene Kal Yisrael, we have Lene Moshe Rabbeinu, Zak Rashi. It's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu smashing the Luchais by the Egel. So even on Simchas Torah, we allude to this Pasuk, kind of to offset, you know, the Mechailis, the excitement of the Simcha of Simchas Torah and Purim, the two happiest days of the year, are there to offset the Mechailis, the mistake, the tragedy. Over Klai Yisrael made the mistake, and they got into the mistake, And therefore we offset that with our Simchas Purim, as well as Simchas Torah and all the other Yemei Simcha during the course of the year. Have a good Shabbos. Zayin Zantim.